Welcome to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. And today we're going to talk about the Celtics tag team, Ainge out, Stevens in. By the time their frustrating basketball season came to an end last night for the NBA's Boston Celtics, the hometown Beantown fans were no longer saying, "In Ainge we trust." It was more like, "Get that bum out of here." Boston's season ended Tuesday night with a 123-109 loss to the Brooklyn Nets in the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Celtics lost this series by a 3-1 count. The only win came in Game 3, played in Boston, after an impressive 50-point scoring effort by forward Jason Tatum. Today, literally hours after their season ended, team general manager Danny Ainge announced his retirement from the Boston Celtics. At age 62, it's not a surprise that Danny Ainge was ready for a change from his high-stress position. The fiery Ainge has embodied the Celtic spirit as a player and later as a team executive. He was selected in the second round of the NBA draft some 40 years ago in 1981 out of Brigham Young University by Boston's legendary general manager, Red Auerbach. He played for 14 years in Boston before returning back to the team in 2007 to become the Celtics' new general manager. The bigger surprise news today was that the current Celtics head coach, Brad Stevens, is being promoted into Danny Ainge's front office position in Boston. Brad Stevens, who was hired by Danny Ainge, apparently was not very happy in his current coaching role after leading the team to the NBA Eastern Finals 3 times during his 7 years as the head coach. Stevens, who is only 44 years of age, came to the Boston Celtics after a very successful college coaching career with Butler University in Indianapolis. No, this wasn't exactly the kind of year that the Boston Celtics organization or their fans had in mind. It was bad enough that the Celtics, who were expected to contend for the NBA's Eastern Division title this year, finished the regular season with a mediocre 36-36 record, good for 8th place. The Seas had to win a play-in game at home against a mediocre Washington Wizards team. Fortunately, Jason Tatum was there to hoist up his first 50-point playoff game to help Boston advance. The first-round playoff opponent in Brooklyn is a stark reminder to Boston fans of what might have been if things had gone right for former Celtics player-turned-general manager Danny Ainge. The Nets raided rosters from around the league and brought in Kevin Durant from the Warriors, James Harden from the Rockets, Blake Griffin of the Pistons, and others to join Kyrie Irving on this team over the past year. The Nets spent a ton of money on the roster with intentions of winning their first NBA title this year. It closely resembles what Boston did back in 2008 in winning their last NBA title. New general manager Danny Ainge helped to bring the Celtics their 17th World Championship back in 2008 after he added a couple of veteran players in Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen to the Paul Pierce-led Celtics. Unfortunately, Boston, which is accustomed to raising those championship banners at their home arena, has failed to win another championship during the ensuing 13 years. A few years after that championship, dealmaker Danny Ainge eventually shipped away the most valuable pieces of that Celtics team. In return, he received several high future draft picks for his aging stars. Though there have been a few big draft night successes, such as Jaylen Brown in 2016 and Jason Tatum in 2017, Ainge has misfired on several picks too. Do you remember former Boston first-round picks such as Fab Melo in 2012, no! R.J. Hunter in 2015, Ante Zizek in 2016, yes, that's correct, and Romeo Langford in 2019? Dealmaker Danny Ainge was known as a gutsy NBA player, and he's made his share of risky moves on the free agent market over the last decade, too. Sadly, many have crashed and burned. Ainge sprinkled in players such as Sacramento guard Isaiah Thomas, Utah forward Gordon Hayward, and former Cleveland guard Kyrie Irving. For a variety of reasons, the same Danny Ainge would later deal away all those same players in return for, you guessed it, more future top-level draft picks.
Sell, sell, sell!
The prevailing sentiment around Boston has been that Ainge and the Celtics had been positioning themselves to utilize this annual stockpile of first-round draft picks as some form of bait. They have been hoping to lure another NBA team into trading one of the league's big stars to them. Names such as Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis have been rumored in trade talks with Boston over the past several years. Alas, those particular players are now playing in the media mecca of Los Angeles as Kawhi Leonard signed with the Los Angeles Clippers and Anthony Davis inked a new deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Danny Ainge seemed to be losing his vaunted Celtics leprechaun touch in recent years as he has struggled to put the right mix of free agents onto the court in Boston during the last few years. As the Celtics dropped the first two games of this first-round playoff series with the Brooklyn Nets, former Celtics free agent Kyrie Irving dropped a bomb, which might help explain why some of these big-name stars haven't wanted to come to Boston. As Kyrie Irving prepared to face the hostile Boston fans for the first time in the playoffs, he lobbed this bombshell last week, quote, "I'm just looking forward to competing with my teammates and hopefully we can keep it strictly basketball. There's no belligerence or any racism going on. Subtle racism and people yelling stuff from the crowd, but even if it is, that's just the nature of the game and we're just going to focus on what we can control." A reporter then asked Irving if he had experienced any racism in Boston before and he said, quote, "I'm not the only one who can attest to this. It is what it is. The whole world knows it." Ouch! Boston Celtics general manager Danny Ainge responded by saying he had, quote, "never heard any of that from any player that I've talked to or played with in my 26 years in Boston. I never heard that before from Kyrie, and I talked to him quite a bit," unquote. During the first of those two weekend games played in Boston last Friday, Kyrie Irving was booed loudly as he took the court in Boston and every time he touched the ball. His Brooklyn Nets team lost game number 3, and Irving made a woeful 6 out of 17 shots from the field as Boston won 125-119. But 2 days later, Irving's Nets came back in game 4 to blast the Celtics 141-126 as Irving scored 39 points. But after the game, Kyrie Irving shook hands with a few of his own teammates, and then he walked out to midcourt in Boston Garden. He was caught on camera as he purposefully stomped his foot onto the eye of the Boston Celtics painted leprechaun logo at midcourt. Let's pause for a moment and have a little history lesson on the Boston Celtics leprechaun logo. Legendary coach and general manager Red Auerbach did his best to advance the lucky leprechaun theory while the Celtics were dominating the NBA during the late 1950s and the entire decade of the 1960s. The cigar-chomping Auerbach knew that the Celtics had their share of secret weapons, even his own brother. Yes, Zhang Auerbach was credited with creating the famous Boston Celtics leprechaun logo back in the 1960s, and he named him Lucky the Leprechaun. During the Auerbach era, Boston's basketball success certainly was more good than lucky, but it never hurt to have a little extra mojo on your side. Stomping on the Celtics leprechaun logo is considered as disrespectful as someone stomping on the midfield Texas Lone Star logo of the NFL's Dallas Cowboys. You're inviting trouble. And that's exactly what happened to Kyrie Irving just moments later in Boston. After Irving stomped on the Celtics logo, he turned to walk off the court toward the locker room. And as he exited the court, a plastic bottle of water was hurled toward him by an angry fan seated in the nearby stands. Fortunately, the water bottle missed Irving, but the mainstream media, who conveniently seems to forget that there are usually two sides to most stories, generally omitted the part where several Boston fans noticed that Irving disrespected the Boston home court logo. As my mom always used to say, two wrongs don't make a right. Kyrie Irving was wrong to do what he did, and he has not commented about it either. For Boston's water bottle tossing fan, he was quickly identified, arrested, and banned from the arena. By continuing to advance a story that Boston is a racist city, there isn't much that Danny Ainge or anyone else can do in today's society if those perceptions, right or wrong, are painted in a certain way by some within the media. It certainly won't make it any easier for Boston to lure any black NBA superstars to town after this weekend's highly publicized incident. As a general manager for the Boston Celtics, Danny Ainge has done a generally good job for most of his years. He deserves a lot of credit for helping return Boston Celtics basketball to relevance and keeping the team quite competitive most every season. He's also responsible for hiring Brad Stevens as the team's head coach. And after all of the recent ugliness associated with the Celtics' season-ending losses to Brooklyn, Danny Ainge likely preferred to exit today on his own terms. He said, quote, "I trust my instincts, and my instincts told me a couple of months ago that it was time for me to move on, and that's what's best for us, and that's what's best for the Celtics." For incoming executive and former Celtics coach Brad Stevens, he will soon be hiring his own replacement to coach the basketball team. He must make some critical decisions about his current players and future roster quickly. Celtics fans are also hoping that Lucky the Leprechaun will wake up soon and get back to work too. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see it.
Give it all you got, take your very best shot, and may the best team win. The time is now, the name of the game is action. They're on the floor and they're ready to score, so let the game begin. And let's see.